back in business.
Ready?
Welcome to Practical Rambling Father. It's been a while. Father Brian here.
Father Tay, it's good to be back.
So, we still have part 5 and part 6 of our women's retreat to be done. We're still working on getting some sisters in to talk. And our schedules have been crazy, so we'll get there. We've been having a few different people reach out to us currently that are waiting for 5 and 6, and it's been a year. So we're working on it.
We'll get there.
So life's been crazy, I'm sure, for everyone. This next 10 episodes or so, we're going to do the Francis de Sales meditations. He's got 10 different meditations. We're using a book from Father John Burns, but really we're using the work of Intro to the Devout Life, which I think we mentioned way back when we did mention meditations the first time we started this podcast and talked about what meditations are and stuff. So we have Father Bierman's meditation that we can link in here, but that's another one, Upper Room. Father Bierman leads us through what it is to get to your upper room and talk with Jesus there. And so we'll be using the same kind of method there to enter into it and go through these 10 different meditations. It's what my faith formation kids actually are doing here in my tri-parishes. Just want to make a note that we'll be putting in like 5 minutes of silence. So the podcast will be recording and playing, but you will hear nothing because it's going to be complete dead. There's going to be no background sound because we're just going to edit it into the meditation time. And so it will be playing, so you don't have to watch your phone or anything once when there's noise again or up. So we'll put those in there. So the duration of the times of silence. So, I just wanted to make that heads up. So don't worry, your podcast will be playing. We just want to put in those times for you to be there and be with the Lord. And if it's not long enough, then you can always pause and hit play whenever you deem worthy or necessary. So anyways, without further ado, Tay is going to be our meditation guru for this first meditation. I suppose we could go through what all the meditations are.
Yes. So the first meditation is on creation. And then the second meditation focuses on of the end for which we are created. And the third meditation is of the gifts of God. The fourth meditation is on sin. And the fifth meditation is of death. And the sixth meditation is on judgment. The seventh meditation is of hell. The eighth meditation is on paradise. And the ninth meditation is on the choice upon you, to you between heaven and hell. And the tenth meditation is how the soul chooses the devout life. So that's just a quick overview of all the 10 meditations from the Intro to the Devout Life of St. Francis de Sales. So, we will begin with the first meditation. So, just close your eyes. Quiet down your breathing. And just ask the Lord to be with you and truly be truly present during this meditation. So, the first meditation of creation. So number one, place yourself in the presence of God. and then ask him to inspire your heart. Some things to consider as you're praying and meditating. Consider that but a few years since you were not born into the world, and your soul was as yet non-existent. Where were thou then, O my soul? The world was already old, and yet of thee there was no sign. Consider that but a few years since you were not born into the world, and your soul was as yet non-existent. Where were you then, O my soul? The world was already old, and yet of thee there was no sign. Consider how God brought you out of this nothingness in order to make you what you are, not because he had any need of you, but solely out of his goodness. consider the being which God has given you, for it is the foremost being of this visible world, adapted to live eternally and to be perfectly united to God's divine majesty. Now we move on to the affections and the resolutions. Humble yourself utterly before God, saying with the psalmist, O Lord, I am nothing in respect of thee, what I am, that you should remember me. O my soul, you are yet lost in that abyss of nothingness. If God had not called me forth, and what of me in such a case? Give God thanks. O great and good Creator, what do I not owe thee, who did take from me out that nothingness, by thy mercy, to make me what I am? How can I ever do enough worthily praise, to praise thy holy name, and render due thanks to thy goodness? Confess your own shame. But alas, O my Creator, so far from uniting myself to thee by a loving service, I have rebelled against thee through my unruly affections, departing from thee and giving myself up to sin, and ignoring thy goodness as though thou hast not created me. Now prostrate thyself before God, O my soul. Know that the Lord, He is thy God. It is He that hath made thee, and not thou thyself. O God, I am the work of thy hands. Henceforth I will not seek to rest in myself, who am not. Wherein hast thou to glory? Who art but dust and ashes. How can thou of very nothing exalt thyself? In order to my own humiliation, I will do such and such a thing. I will endure such contempt. I will alter my ways and henceforth follow my Creator, and realize that I am honored by His calling me to the being He has given. I'll employ it solely to obey His will by means of the teaching He has given me, of which I inquire more through my spiritual father. And now for the conclusion. Thank God. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And praise His holy name with all thy being, because His goodness called me forth from nothingness, and His mercy created me. offer. O my God, I offer thee with all my heart the being thou hast given me. I dedicate and consecrate to thee. Pray. O God, strengthen me in these affections and resolutions. Dear Lord, I commend me and all those I love to thy never-failing mercy. Please join me in praying the Our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. At the end of your meditation, linger a while and gather. So to say, a little spiritual bouquet from the thoughts you have dwelt upon, the sweet perfume whereof may refresh you through the day.
So, as we get done with the meditation, we just want to take some time for Father Tay and I to share some graces that happened to us while we were in that prayer time, just so that, you know, you get a sense, of just what we were praying with while we were doing it. Something that I always think that's great, especially in a stressful and anxious day, is there is a time that I was not, and now there is a time that I am, and there will be a time where I am not again. What a beautiful and glorious day that will be. with that, like, how that nothingness relieves all of the stress and anxiety of what I'm even doing. Because God's the one that called me to it, so, and created me and is creating me. So I always loved the nothingness. Back in seminary, I just absolutely loved the beginning of John's gospel in a particular way, like that the world was created out of nothing. And trying to imagine what nothing is, which is really hard to do and hurts my brain, or my mind. What's the difference? I don't know. So that real nothingness and being drawn out of that, and that John came to testify to the light and to the Word, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And the world did not know him. All of that. Very highly philosophical, but I always loved that idea of nothingness, and so coming into that. So, what do you got, Father Tay?
For me, I really like the part where it says, you know, give God thanks. You know, so often in our lives, when we go into prayer, it's easy for me just to unload everything on God, but then also to kind of lose hope. Like, I'm so surrounded by all these things I have to do, all the things I'm not doing well. But in the midst of this meditation, it says, no, things are going well. Some things are going well. So give God thanks for those times that God has been good to us. And I love that question, right? Well, great and good Creator, what do I not owe thee? I owe God everything. Who did take from me out of that nothingness? How God gave me a purpose, how God gave me life. You know, how am I ever worthy enough to praise his name? You know, so often my prayer is not doing a lot of thanking God for all the good he's done. I'm so always obsessed with things I need to get done. You know, I forget what's really right in front of me, which is to be thankful for all the gifts that he's given to us.
All right, we invite you to journal down your own, in your prayer journal, during this retreat time, at least next 10. carve out some space to sit down and do these, and to journal them so that by the end you'll have a beautiful garden of bouquets for the Lord that you can come back on in the ups and downs of life or ups and downs of even our week. So, anything else?
Oh, that's it. Continue to just pray and open yourself up to the grace of God and the time of prayer that He wants to enjoy with you.
Have a good day.
Thanks for joining us.
Practical Rambling Fathers. Stay holy, my friends.
Back in business.